Adam Vinken from the Tennessean joins us. Adam, thanks for giving us some time this morning, man. We appreciate it and giving us your thoughts. So as we sit with Colorado coming in tonight, is what so far early on in the season has really stood out to you as a surprise for the Preds?
That's a good question. I think the obvious answer is the play of Sam Girard. Of, you know, you look at this league now, 19, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, a lot of players are coming in and having success at that age. I was talking to Colin Wilson yesterday, who's back with the Avalanche tonight at Bridgestone Arena. He's turning 28 later this week. He's actually, I think, the fourth or fifth oldest player on the Avalanche. And he said that looking around the league now, guys my age are considered old. That used to not be the case. So Sam Girard, 19 years old, seems to have a lot of poise for a teenager. I certainly was not that poised or polished at 19 years old. His teammates have been very impressed with him. The coaching staff has been impressed with him. I think what they were looking for in the preseason was how he handled defensive matchups against tough competition. They knew that he had a lot of offensive skill, but early in the preseason, you're playing a lot of pretty barren lineups in terms of NHL caliber talent. But as the preseason continues and the cuts are made around the league during training camp, the full-time rosters sort of present themselves, and they wanted to see how Sam handled himself in those situations, and he did well enough for him to make the team. So I think that has been a pleasant surprise. You certainly can't replace what Ryan Ellis has and won't have on the ice for a couple of months, but he has a lot of similar traits to Ryan Ellis in terms of the way he likes to move the puck and his poise and his intelligence. So I do think that Sam Girard is probably the most obvious surprise.
Well, and skating ability like Roman Josi, frankly. I mean, he's an excellent skater, and that's what Josi does. And I think lost in the offensive conversation, Adam, that we've had about this team maybe struggling to score this season so far, is that Roman Josi and Ryan Ellis were big parts of the offense as well, not just the defense. They activate that whole thing. How close are – give us an injury update on Roman Josi, Nick Bonino. What do we expect? Are these – What are the timetables? I know hockey, it's just sort of a guess at this point, but what do you think the timetables are for those guys?
Well, Roman Josi has been practicing and skating during morning skates for the last several days. He practiced again yesterday. I spoke to him briefly. He said that he's feeling better. I asked him if he'd be able to play this week. They have three games this week, tonight at home against Colorado, Thursday on the road against Philadelphia, and Saturday afternoon on the road against the New York Rangers. And he said that he's hopeful that he'll be able to play at some point this week, but didn't know to be sure. He probably does know, but just didn't want to say anything to me, which I understand. That's, you know, part of his job and part of my job to ask, but did say that he was feeling better. And the fact that he has been regularly practicing is probably an encouraging sign in terms of his return to the lineup. As for Nick Bonino, it's a bit nebulous right now. He left the game on Saturday. I saw him in the locker room after the game. He didn't have any sort of support in terms of crutches or a cast or anything that I saw, but he was limping. I saw him leave the arena yesterday. He didn't practice, and I saw him leave the arena with what I thought was a small ankle brace on his left ankle. And remember that he suffered a fractured left tibia during the Stanley Cup final and missed the entire preseason recovering from that injury. So the Predators' official status is that he's quote-unquote undergoing further evaluation. I have no idea what that means in terms of – that's very much PR speak. But the Predators, of course, have a morning skate in less than an hour. It'll probably be optional, and then maybe we'll get an update. That's what they said. But I was watching back the game from Saturday night about the time around where his last shift ended Nick Bonino's, and he was chasing a puck behind the Predators net, seemed to lose his balance. His left leg took the brunt of the blow into the boards. It wasn't a really hard blow, but you could see as the camera was cutting away that he was in some discomfort. So I'm wondering, though I do not now know to be sure, I'm wondering if he aggravated his prior injury in some way.
We're talking to Adam Vinken from the Tennessean. So, Adam, your thoughts. Obviously, offensive scoring is something that we have been keeping an eye on. When we had you on this summer and there were all sorts of trade rumors, I asked you pretty definitively, would you trade a top four defenseman for a scoring star? And your answer was pretty definitively no at the time. Now that we've seen the season start, has anything changed in your mind in that sense?
It's still too early, to be honest. I mean, 5-6 games is too much of it's too small of a sample size to make any sort of definitive conclusions in terms of whether or not I think they need some help. If Nick Bonino is out for a lengthy period of time, perhaps you look at that, but they also have internal options. They can call up either Vladislav Kamenev or Freddie Goudreau from the American Hockey League. Of course, tonight the Predators are playing the Colorado Avalanche, and there's a certain player on the other side who wears number 9 who is not happy with his current situation that fans are salivating to have. Matt Duchene's playing quite well for the Avalanche, who have won 4 games already this season. And considering the fact that they were the worst team in the league by a country mile last season, you have to imagine that the Avalanche aren't just going to hand him off if he's playing well and the team is playing well. You know, I thought that, and I'm not sure exactly if I talked to you before or after the Ryan Ellis news came down, but I feel like Ryan Ellis's injury sort of, I wouldn't say disqualifies the Predators from making a trade off of their roster, but I certainly think it's not as likely because of that. You know, Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet, who, for those who are listening who don't follow hockey as religiously as we do, is sort of like the Adam Schefter of the NHL. Reported last week that the Avalanche may start to scout other teams' prospects at the minor league level, junior level, at the college level. Perhaps maybe the Avalanche, if they're looking for a trade partner, are going to start looking for prospects and futures instead of roster players. So that isn't to say that the Predators and the Avalanche are going to make some backroom deal tonight. But I still do not believe that the Predators need to make a huge trade right now. But they do need their young players who were tasked this summer with boosting the offense to step up, like Kevin Fiala and Pontus Aberg. They need to show up. Craig Smith, who's played well this season, in my opinion, needs to start putting some goals in. They need to start getting goals from guys from the secondary scorers. I mean, Scott Hartnell's been great. That's good. But, you know, Philip Forsberg is on a goal-per-game pace, and he can't do that all by himself. So he needs others to help out.
Real quickly, Vingan, we sort of had a discussion earlier in the show today. Really would never be surprised at any point during the season if UC Saros gets a start, even in a non-traditional sort of backup situation. Is that just sort of the way Predators fans need to view this goaltending situation? Is that just sort of be prepared for either one on any given night and really not be that worried about it?
Yeah, I think so. And I talked to Pecorino before the game on Saturday morning in Chicago for a story that was on in today's Tennessean and online yesterday. You know, Pecorino, you know, he understands what his role is now. He's still the starter on this team. That's not going to change. But the UC Saros is going to probably get more starts this year. The angle of the story was about how this team has a big championship window, but they have a smaller 2-year window that coincides with what remains of Pecorino's contract. And he told me that, you know, it certainly gives him peace of mind that the key pieces are still going to be there for a long time. But he looks at it as him having this year and next year. And he knows that UC Saros is earning playing time as well. So I do think this is very much Pecorino's crease still and will continue to be. But yes, I do imagine that UC Saros, who started 19 games last season, should creep over the 20-start mark this season and play in more situations to give Pekka more rest.
It's fantastic stuff, guys. You can read him on the Tennessee and check out the article on Pekka. It's really good. Also, follow him on Twitter, at Adam Vingan. Oh, as I just, you know, throw
play,
things
play at off him. Adam Vingan.
At Adam Vingan. Adam, we appreciate your time, man. Thanks for coming on.